Hey everyone, welcome to the Nardo Show podcast. We're doing it, 118-18. We're going to be NFL focused today on the AFC-NFC Championship games. We're going to talk about who I think is going to win, why I think they're going to win, why it matters, why should you listen, why do you give a shit if I'm the one making these predictions? Because I'm always right. I'm always right. I don't know what to tell you. And I do a litmus test, and really a test of side-by-side comparison of the teams. We start with the head coach. We go down to the lowest denominator on the team, position-wise, and we go, you know, side to side. Who's going to win this game, and why? And I think that a lot of times when you do that kind of test with no emotion and be objective, you come out with the winner of those types of games. So we will do that. I do want to start with the highlights, headlines, so to speak, of the NFL right now. First of all, Brady. Hurt his hand. He's limited in practice yesterday. He skipped a media session, an AFC Championship media session, to talk to the media, answer some questions about the game. Didn't even appear for that because he was getting treatment on that hand. Is it a big deal? Yeah, it's his throwing hand. They came out and said, well, don't worry, he's going to play in the game. Well, that's nice. I'm glad he's going to play in the game, that it wasn't, you know, going to affect whether or not he could actually start the football game. And I hope that this doesn't creep up later on as an excuse for some kind of, you know, poor play throughout the game. But we'll have to keep an eye on that. Obviously, it's a tight-lipped situation. They didn't want him going out there with something on his hand and answer 1,000 questions about that. That was never going to happen. So we'll keep an eye on that. That's an interesting story. I guess he just ran into another player and kind of jammed it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Obviously, you know, that's the one part of his entire body that I think needs to be in perfect condition for something like this. But again, we'll keep an eye on it. Maybe it's not a big deal. And we'll never know about it probably either way. Next thing I saw today was, well, this happened yesterday, maybe even the day before, but the Steelers parted ways with offensive coordinator Todd Haley. Clearly he's the scapegoat for this situation that occurred last week when they got absolutely, well, they didn't get absolutely anything. It was 45-42. But man, Jacksonville just kept scoring. They just kept scoring, kept coming back, and it was just not going to happen for the Steelers. But to blame Todd Haley, I mean, if they don't have a good relationship, him and Ben, if they don't have a good relationship, fine. You know, it's not going to work, ultimately. But we know who needed to go in that equation. And that was head coach Mike Tomlin. He is the most underrated coach in the NFL by far. And when he comes out in press conferences and the things that he says, he sort of backs up this this mantra of having no self-awareness, basically. When he came out the other day and said, you know, in regards to the onside kick, which, you know, Joe Schmo at home disagreed with and was right about disagreeing with it, was that he didn't fear failure. And, you know, in the context of saying I don't fear failure, you don't want to have failed at it. So I take that quote to mean something like, I don't fear failure, so I took a risk and I succeeded. You know, that's kind of like what I would think you would hear at the end of that quote. But no, you actually failed in the thing that you're talking about. So it doesn't carry the same weight as what you're trying to say. And it was just embarrassing at this point with this guy. He's a buddy coach. He wants to be your friend. You know, I mean, he's got a whole team of players who would also agree that Belichick would be too strict, you know, if he was their coach, that kind of thing. So they're headed in the wrong direction. Le'Veon Bell's probably going to leave there unless they franchise him, which he's saying he'll sit out. So the drama continues. They were looking past the Jaguars to the Patriots, and they got absolutely stomped in the process. And having played Pittsburgh before, I think, you know, Jacksonville had that advantage going in. We're just going to try to do the same thing we did last time, you know, whether or not it was exactly the same, it worked. And they dominated that game ultimately, even though it was pretty close at the end. Plus, I mean, Roethlisberger throws 5 touchdowns. Who throws 5 touchdowns and loses a football game? That never happens. Again, just kind of shows you that the mental stuff with Pittsburgh was creeping up there and bit them again. And now they're not in this game. So that brings me to this game. Jacksonville Jaguars coming up north here to New England. Play the Patriots for the AFC Championship. First time they've been in a game like this in a very long time. And, you know, they're a young team. They're